Chapter 122, Prohibition of Wearing Silk for Men and Its Permissibility for Women. 804, Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Do not wear silk clothes, for whoever wears them in this life will be deprived of them in the hereafter. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary, It is not women but men who have been forbidden to wear a silk dress. It is banned for men due to its aspect of adornment and beautification, which is peculiar to women alone. The silk dress is not befitting to men because it affects their typical characteristics such as bravery, strength, and fearlessness. Second, it betrays arrogance and haughtiness, which is condemnable by all norms of morality. Third, it has relevance to disbelievers and polytheists known for their love for worldly possessions. Fourth, its use is against that austerity which Islam aims to develop in a Muslim's life. And this is borne out by the saying of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, simplicity is part of faith. 805. Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, Silk clothes are worn only by him who has no share in the hereafter. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that men will fall into serious error if they wear a dress made from silk. And if they do not sincerely repent for it, they will undoubtedly be punished in hellfire. 806. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who wears silk clothes in this life shall not wear them in the hereafter. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 807. Ali radiallahu anhu reported, I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, holding a piece of gold in his left hand and a silk cloth in his right hand. Then he said, These two are forbidden for the males of my ummah. Abu Dawud. 808. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Wearing of silk and gold has been made unlawful for males and lawful for the females of my ummah. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Both the above-mentioned ahadith indicate that the use of silk and gold is allowed to women, but divine sanction should not be so overstretched as to make the ornaments of gold part and parcel of marriage. Yet, unfortunately, this sad situation exists in Muslim societies, making resourceless people feel extremely ill. In fact, at need, if resources permit, women are free to use gold, but without making it as an essential ingredient of marriage. May Allah guide Muslims. 809. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, prohibited us from eating or drinking in gold or silver utensils, and from wearing silk and brocade, or sitting on anything made from them. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. There are many kinds of silk, but the real silk is that which is naturally spun by the silkworm. However, the artificially manufactured silk is also available nowadays. Men are not under ban to use it, but there are certain varieties of such cloth which are used only by women. These are forbidden to men. Besides, they are disallowed to sit on a silk cloth. Similarly, quilts, mattresses, and pillows should not be made from it because both men and women use them.